Great morning.
What's going on, everybody?
My name is Mary Cochran.
I'm John Carkin Guys.
And you are tuned in to the Shut the Fear Up podcast.
Hey.
You are in the right place if you believe it is your right and your responsibility to shut the fear up and live your dream.
That's it. That's
it. If you are looking to reach your family goals, your business goals, yes. Your wealth goals,
yes.
And be surrounded by like-minded people while doing it,
yes.
You're home, my friend.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Our monthly podcast will release the second Wednesday of every month, and John and I are your resident hosts.
Welcome, guys.
We will be exploring behind-the-scenes content. We have to share our incredible network with you, so you can expect the millionaire lineup.
Look at here. Look at here now.
Listen, this series was an incredible series that we've done on other platforms, and it was a hit, so we've got to bring it to you. And, of course, making introductions to our circle of inspiring planet shakers. Our mission is to be your daily punch, giving you the positive highlights you need from our favorite authors and personal reflections to inspire you to shut the fear up and live your dreams. We believe that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And because of that, every dream, every vision, every idea that you have burning up inside of you is yours to achieve.
Amen.
Let's get it popping. Great morning.
All right. Great morning.
What's going on, everybody?
I'm so excited. How are you feeling today, John? It's your birthday month.
It is.
How old are you? Like 46?
I ain't going to talk about that right now because I feel older than I am. But we're blessed. I'm thankful. In the history, history of my birthday, right? Yes. I always was down. What do you call it? More like
depressed.
Depressed. When it was my birthday, only because I felt as if I wasn't doing what I truly wanted to do in life, right? Mm-hmm. I guess I was still trying to find myself. And I feel personally that I have, man.
I love real estate. I love what we do together.
As a couple, as far as helping families buy, sell, and invest in real estate in Jacksonville, Florida. But, yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. So what do you want to do for your birthday?
Leave me alone.
I feel like I'm gonna get you an Airbnb where you can be alone in a space by yourself, you know, remote in hand, movies, whatever you want to watch, and we're just gonna lock the keys and just throw it away.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, pizza, wings, steak, maybe a good steak.
A good steak, a good tomahawk, maybe.
Okay, you know, order from Ruth Chris, that's one of your favorites.
It is my favorite as far as steak from there, yeah. Sure.
Okay,
I don't know about Airbnb, maybe I can go Airbnb. I can stay at the house.
Where you want to be? On the home front.
On the home front. That's me.
With the dogs then?
You're right. I'm leaving. y'all can have the house and the dogs from the village. I can go somewhere else though.
Right. Layout, right? That's cool. All right. So we've got a great book today.
And we got a special guest.
I'm excited about it. So how did we get to this book anyway? Oh, you. It's you. Highlighting you. Because you love relationships.
You're
a matchmaker at heart.
I feel as if my prior life, I was putting people together.
Cupid. Playing Cupid.
I was, man. I feel as if I have a gift bringing people together.
Okay.
And I feel as if I got a good discernment on individuals. So I want to somehow, some way, figure that out to bring single together and match them up.
So would you say that you have a gift? Do you have a track record though of bringing people together, or you have more of a track record of knowing who shouldn't have been together?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
So who'd you bring together then? Who's your success story?
You and I. Oh no! That's a good question though. That's a good question. Well, listen, It ain't my department to make y'all totally work. I can't be in a relationship with you guys.
Okay.
However, I know you a good fit for this individual here, to which y'all shouldn't be together based off y'all, you know, style and personalities, characteristics and all,
okay.
Right? But when it comes down to actually being together, you know, spending life with each other, it's out of my hands then.
So what's your criteria for figuring out if that person's a good fit? How are you able to?
I'll say the mindset. Because if you it is me personally, right? Mm-hmm. I can't help you. You're immature. You're not, you know, level-headed. You're not a true adult. You're not, you know, trying to grow with somebody or be responsible. I only want to deal with people who truly leveled up in life and they want a partner. They want a mate that together, they're even stronger. You see what I'm saying? I can't deal with you if you got immature ways and you're looking for an individual, a partner. I'm out of there then.
Well, I feel like it's very important then that, I feel it's very important that you go through books like this, because if you're helping bring the people together, if you're helping bring them together, then it's so important that they know how to stay together. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
So it's so important that we go through books like this as we share, because this is a New York Times bestseller we're talking about here.
Oh my goodness, Steve Harvey.
Yes, well, you love Steve Harvey.
I do, man. He's a funny comedian and
Family Feud host. Right. We love that show.
And I loved him in Kings of Comedy. You ever seen him?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Have you, Tavares?
Who? Tavares? Hey, you're listening to the Shut the Fear Up podcast. Yes. I am Tavares Hovens. I am here with Reverend Dr. Marie Cochran and Realtor John Cochran. Yes. What's up, fam?
Yes, we are. We're feeling amazing and so honored to have you on the show. I started interviewing John in that and going into, I guess, what do you call it? Like little holes on what his mindset is about, what he's passionate about, but super excited to have our special guest,
for sure,
our producer Tavares Hogan, on the show with us.
Make it all happen for us, guys.
Yes.
So Reverend Doctor, I pray that you stay in the anointing, because John, I'm here to help you, dog.
Let's go.
We ready.
Yeah.
So what was the question you had for him?
You ever watch King of Comedy?
Oh, King of Comedy.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was like one of the funniest ones, him and Bernie Mac. So from there, I liked him, you know what I'm saying, for what he brought to the table.
Uh-huh.
But when it came to this book, I can't agree too much.
So one of the reasons, let's talk about why we brought Tavares on the show.
Okay.
Because when we talked about this book, Tavares was extremely opinionated.
He ain't read it before.
Right?
Did he?
He knew the overall concept, because he was like, he wouldn't even put his time,
his
precious time into this book, because he felt some type of way. So we're like, you know what? Let's bring him on.
Let's go with it.
All right. And see what his thoughts are and bring it to the audience, because we have to get these areas of our lives together.
For sure.
It definitely affects the whole.
Yeah.
It affects the whole. It affects the dream. Right. So we're going to talk about it today.
No doubt.
Okay. So let's talk about just the book all together. We talked about the celebrity that Steve Harvey is. For our listeners that may not know Steve Harvey,
right,
he's a celebrity comedian. He has a radio show. He's a radio show host,
mm-hmm,
right? He's loved by many. However, there seems to be, especially with Tavares as I think the ringleader here, a group of people that felt like he needs to leave this subject alone. Tavares?
Yeah, so first off, man, let me put some respect on Steve Harvey's name first and foremost.
Before we destroy him. Huh?
Yeah, because I do have an opinion on some of his viewpoints.
Right.
But I want to make it crystal clear. The man, Steve Harvey, I have a great deal of respect for.
Absolutely.
Love, admiration, and all of that, as much as I can give a man. Let's
right.
be clear.
Because right. right.
we're not praising men
respect.
Around
right.
here. But yeah, like, you know, where he's come from, to where he's gotten, what he's done, how he's gotten there, his hustle, his grind, ambition, all of that. Nothing but the uttermost respect for it.
Word.
But to your point, when it comes to this, act like a lady, think like a man. Listen, I respect the title. I respect, you know, what I believe is the commercialism in it and all of that. But as we were talking off air, I don't know that I have the ability to hear from a Steve Harvey on this topic.
Right.
And I truly believe he has some things that are helpful.
Right.
But I can't even get to a place where I can receive him. Mm. And some of it is judgment.
Mm.
But when you go from a place, and I'm not trying to make it too heavy, too quick.
Right.
But and again, I'm not judging his personal life, but being a celebrity, you know, you're
right.
out there like
right.
that.
Right.
You know, he's been through 3 or 4 marriages or whatever. And I'm just not ready to hear certain things from that. Like, show me a success story, and then we can kind of get into some of these conversations. Again, you probably got great information. I'm just not in a space where I can quite receive
right,
it.
Right.
So that's where I'm going to be coming from a lot today.
And I like that, though, because we need that, you know, that other perspective, right?
Right.
to keep things interesting and spicy. And I feel like even if Steve Harvey were to listen to our humble show, all right? Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey, you can definitely come on and be a guest if you want. Oh, and but if he were to listen to it, I think he would even be open to that, right? A mature individual is open to someone who's against what they're saying, because even that sheds light,
for sure,
right? On your perspective, or maybe something that you don't know. Because right. with me on this show, I want us to be able to speak freely, right? Because mm-hmm. that should be our right. We want people to shut the fear up and say what's really on their mind, because no, people struggle with being their authentic self. They don't think that they're going to be received, right? And so to be able to speak freely of our opinions and have a conversation and shed light on certain things and have people who agree or disagree, I think that's how we grow and form new opinions.
That's good.
Yeah, and I think we've all done things that have maybe turned other people off. And Steve Harvey, I believe he's the type of man that would look back on his life and say, hey, I've made some decisions
right.
that certain people may not receive me as well.
Right.
And that's kind of the spot that I'm coming from. Listen, I know I've done some things and made some decisions that may turn people off also.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just as guilty as Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Right, right. Okay, so let's get into this without further ado.
Let's do it.
Act like a lady, think like a man. I was reading the back of this book here. It says, women should listen to Steve Harvey when it comes to what a good man is about. Steve Harvey dispenses a lot of fabulous information about men. It's more than the average man will usually tell you. Steve Harvey will give it up. So I will have to say on that, that was by Aretha Franklin, by the way. Mm. I saw in the very first chapter of this book that it's almost painting a picture of men wanting to be out for women. Like they're trying to play them. Like that's just the name of the game. You know, they don't want to tell you, it's this hush hush type of situation. And the question that I wrote in the book, I'm like, why would you do that? Why would men see women like this? From this perspective of let me see how I can basically use them and get what I want for as little as possible, or let's have this group of men where we're keeping this information from these women so that they have a hard time figuring out what we really want. Why? What's the benefit?
I don't believe that's every man, though. I mean, every man ain't like that. I mean, I can speak for myself. I don't feel as if I'm trying to hide anything from a woman or keep everything on the hush and everything top secret information about who I am or about who good men are. I feel as if Steve was just bashing men and, you know, so to speak, a lot of times in his book about, you know, I guess, character of men when it's not even truly it.
And let me piggyback on that. And so I was going to have you back up from that first question
mm-hmm.
to speak on that. So, you know, Steve Harvey saying this is a manual for women, et cetera, et cetera. My closet may not be quite as clean as John's.
Right.
So to answer this question specifically, there's a thing called G-code, and it's a code amongst the G's.
Okay.
So,
the
you
guys.
Know, yeah, yeah. Okay. And so trade secrets, whatever it is, the animalistic mentality where men want to conquer women
right.
and all of that, you know, all these testosterone driven behaviors,
right.
that's almost locker room talk amongst men. So when Steve Harvey is quote unquote spilling the beans, I mean, I'm okay with it, but you're just as guilty as everybody in here. Now you're trying to separate yourself, in my opinion, to get favor with women.
Right.
So, like, don't throw us under the bus to try and make it seem like you hadn't been here in the locker room with us the whole time.
Right.
So that's part of my beef, too.
Okay. And now you're a quote-unquote good man now.
Yeah. And just because you're saying it doesn't mean you are that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times people, you know, we talk about self-esteem issues and different things like that.
Right.
You make statements because you're guilty of it, but just because you make the statement doesn't mean that you're not guilty.
Right.
A lot of times people say, you know, why do men do XYZ? Knowing they're guilty of doing XYZ.
Right, right.
But by them saying it, it almost sounds like they're not guilty.
Right.
So I feel like that's what Steve Harvey was doing, not only in his book, but listening to his radio show, you know, around the time that the book came out and all of that.
Right.
It's like, man, you're trying to separate yourself from us, bro. And you're just as guilty as us. And I understand you going through the struggle.
Right.
But like somebody who has had skeletons in my closet to coming out of that, not coming out of the closet,
right, right.
who had those skeletons to becoming a changed man. Like, I'm not going to dish on somebody else that's still living that lifestyle. That's trying to get where I am or where Steve Harvey is.
Right.
But I feel like that's what he's doing.
So then based on what you're saying right now, I feel like there's two separate categories. There's this G code that you're talking about where the insider secrets, where men
trade
hug, you know,
secrets.
Trade secrets on how you get what you want or whatever. And then there's another real men code, because he even talked about in this book how men have to mature to a certain point, right? And that's where he kind of got to, is he matured to a certain place in his life. So then you're coming from the G code, from that group of people, and kind of defending them, because he stepped out of that and now he's kind of putting everything out there.
And it's not so much defending them, it's trying to understand, like, I'm cool with, I guess, the information being presented, but it's how it's being presented.
Right.
Like, it seems like it's for personal gain for Steve Harvey. Mm. Like, now I'm trying to get all this favor. His audience now is a female audience.
It is.
Right.
Clearly, that's what the back of the book says.
Right, right. So it says in here that I want desperately for my children to avoid being misguided and misled by the games men have created just to perpetuate the greed and selfishness we tend to show the world until we become the men God wants us to be.
And look, I felt them on that, because I do got two daughters, right? I wouldn't want a man to play games on my daughters. So to speak, I did, you know, understand and relate what he's saying to there. But then when he came back and saying what three men want is, you know, is, what was it, provide...
What they're all about is profess,
right.
Provide, and protect.
Right, right. And I was like, man, I don't feel as if that's truly all it is, though, you know?
Let's hold that point. What I want Steve Harvey to say is, I want desperately for my children to avoid being misguided and misled by the games we have created, not men. So when he says men have created, he's pulling himself out of that. So now he's not guilty. Nah, bruh, we created this.
Right.
It's not men.
Right.
It's us, bro. We
right.
did this.
Right.
So, like, we've got some
clean
guilt.
From this.
Nah, bro.
Right.
We got blood on our hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it may be marketing, because, you know, we know that this book would not have been a New York Times bestseller if he had if he was writing it to the G code and say, guys,
For sure.
Give up this game.
Yeah.
Let's be, you know, men of God,
right.
you know, that, you
no
know,
doubt.
That are being real. It would not have been
no.
number
sure.
one bestseller.
Sure. Okay. Hey, as long as we recognize that, I'm good. Let's run.
Let's run. Let's
John,
run.
You made a great point.
That's real, though. Yeah.
No, about the three things. Bring that back up.
The three things were profess,
provide,
and protect.
Yeah, yeah.
That was men is all about.
Do you agree to that, though? Come on, you, Marie.
Oh.
What's your mindset about everything about what he was saying about what men want?
The three. Spirit. Okay. What men want. I think that it was good. Okay, so here's my perspective of it, right? So I'm the lady here who
right.
is married to a man and trying to figure things out myself. We've been together 17 years.
17 years.
And so I'll say this about the book that, and I told you this while we were reading through it. I said, you know what? If this book is really good, even if it may be simple and there could be so many different ways we could cut it,
yeah.
this book is good, though, because it opens conversation.
It's great for that.
Unfortunately, you don't communicate like that to me for me to know. Like, if I were to know, if you were to say to me, Bae, fundamentally, of course there's other things, fundamentally, you know, to show love, or if I'm really into you, I'm going to profess you to other people, I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to provide for you.
Right.
I can understand that, and instead of me getting lost in, John doesn't open the door for me. Or John doesn't, you know, give me a massage. Or John doesn't buy me Louis bags and whatever. I can see, and that's what I was doing as I read this book, is he does profess me. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Online, anytime, you're always saying my wife, bae, or wifey,
or
whatever,
somewhere.
Or going somewhere. That would work for it, right? And then the other thing is, you know, provide. You are a provider, right? Like,
absolutely.
No matter whatever the phases we were in life, you were showing up for those. Right. You would do that and protect. We all know that. You see what I'm saying? Like, that would be something, if anything, I have to kind of fall back on certain things or not tell you certain things, because if you knew and he mentioned, if I were to mention it, you're going to go off,
right?
And something bad's going to happen. So I have to, like, no, nobody tell the John this, because if he, you know what I'm saying, he's going to lose it. So if that is my guideline, it actually will help women.
Okay.
It actually will help women be able to understand, or at least begin to package it. I understand that, and I said this even offline, that we can't generalize men. It's not fair to do that, because if we say, well, in this book, Steve Harvey said it, you're not doing this. Okay, there's a problem.
Right.
Because men are, based on their core values, which he mentioned in the book as well, they're going to demonstrate that differently. The way that Tavares shows love to his wife is not the same way you show it to me. So if I start judging you based on the differences, right, but the way that he provides for her may be the Louis bags or whatever, but the way you won't, you're not going to buy me a bag.
No.
Not right now. You see what I'm saying? Anyway.
Not tomorrow
never.
Either.
Probably never. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
You just buy yourself. You got the money for it by yourself. I can't do it.
He could not value buying a, you know, that price or whatever, paying for that for a bag.
Me neither.
You couldn't either?
Even though I got it, I won't do it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How do I do that for a bag?
Right. So I have to understand fundamentally what I'm working with, what is his core value, what's important to him, so that we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was the plus in the book, because we can hate on Steve Harvey all day long if we want to, but what book did we write to try to help people understand?
I feel you on that.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, this is a conversation we're hosting to try to open it up, but I feel like women need something.
Okay.
Because we don't have, we're not, especially going back to what he said, we're men, and his points about the profess, protect, and provide, we're really good, because that is growing up. That's what y'all taught to do.
Yeah.
When we're taught to make house, you know, learn to cook and clean or whatever. I mean, it's a different generation now, but my generation, that's what we're still taught to do fundamentally. But we have to have some type of gauge on it so that we can move forward. Because partners, relationships are struggling right now.
Right.
So let me put some more respect on Steve Harvey's name, because the way you're articulating it, I've just got to give a shout out to, like, his foresight and brilliance, because what I'm hearing is there was nothing. Females' mouths were dry, and at least at least this gives us a jumping off point.
Right. A little bit of water for you.
So I
respect that in him.
Hey.
Because we reviewed a lot of books.
Yeah.
You brought a lot of passion.
Yeah.
That last couple minutes, other than when you just went off that one time.
Right.
That was right up there with it.
Oh, man.
But tell me where I'm lying. Tell me where I'm off. I mean,
you're not wrong.
I'm not. So I don't know how dry women's mouths overall were. And even when I looked up books, as far as relationship book, top relationship books, the only other name I recognized was Mike Todd. I haven't read his book, Relationship Goals. Ooh. I have not read that book. You read it?
I hadn't, but knowing how he does it. So Mike Todd, this is where Steve Harvey is going to have the edge. He's going to have more entertainment value. And he is. It's going to be an easier read. Mm-hmm. It's going to be... There's going to be enough controversy where you're going to want to talk about it at the family reunion. Mm-hmm. You're going to talk about it over the dinner table. Mike Todd, his is going to be so spiritual. It's going to be for a smaller community. Audience. Like, you have to be in that space in order to receive it.
I saw books by psychologists, you know, relationship counselors, stuff like that. But no name that we all know and recognize in the community was talking about it
so
like this.
So let me ask you, who do you know, celebrity now, female or, well, male, could write a book that you truly want to read about relationship with now? Like, who should provide a book to give the women that thirst quencher?
Who should do one now?
Yeah.
I feel like more men need to talk about it, because I don't think it's a one man.
Just random men?
I mean, especially people who have gone through things. I feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce could write a book.
They would kill it.
Jay-Z talking about everything that they've been through in their relationship, what we've witnessed, the little bit that we know of on the outside of it, I feel like he could shed some light, you know, on it, for sure. But I feel like more men need to speak up, period. And the only, you know, we can't harp on Steve Harvey as who are you, because who else is doing it? Right. I feel you can write a book. Tavares can write a book, because there's not one way necessarily. We need more examples. Yeah. There's a quote that says, what we see, we will be.
Right.
And so everyone that doesn't identify to Steve Harvey, they need a Tavares Hogan's book. Right. They need a John Cochran book, right? To kind of show them a little bit about what your perspective of relationship looks like, so that we can try to make it. If this one doesn't relate, put it all together.
Yeah, that's good.
So now I understand, I believe I do, mm-hmm. 100% why he wrote this book. He was purposed to write this book. Obviously, he wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was the specific person to write this book for these reasons. I still feel how I feel about it.
Right.
But it was well-intentioned.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he knew the impact.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Steve Harvey was the person. Because as you're talking about who... Jay-Z, and I'm a Jay-Z head. Kanye, I'm a Kanye head.
Right.
But Steve Harvey was the person. Because even like, as much as I love Hov and Kanye, I'm going to slant my eyes at them too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But that'll bring a different element to the game though about relationship.
It does. But I don't know if anybody will have a broader reach than Steve Harvey. Because really? He can add that comedic, entertaining twist that's going to make it engaging. And he's going to force people, when was this book written?
2009.
He's going to force people 11 years from writing it to have a freaking podcast on.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But how do y'all feel about the idea that more men need to share their perspective on a relationship or what it takes to be a man in a relationship? Because to your point of side-eyeing, we can side-eye everybody. Everybody can get some. Exactly. So this is where I feel like we need to release the side eye altogether and say, what you got to say, let me see if it's for me. If it's not, I'm going to leave it alone. Because at the end of the day, if your story on it touches one other person and helps them go just that little bit further in their relationship, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be a value add to the world.
And since this book is, 11, 12 years old, do you feel what's inside the book relevant to today?
I don't think so. Right. Not as much.
Right.
No.
So that's why we do need more books out there for current situation and lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah. So I feel like this was a great opening discussion about this. Yeah. We're about to get into this book even more. But everyone needs to read. Everyone needs to get into this conversation. Share this one out, right?
Yeah.
Because we need to understand. I feel like I'm about to start a men's ministry and empowering men to write books about relationships.
I feel like
Tavares and John's going to be my first two authors here on relationship books. But shut the fear up. That's what that's about, John.
Yeah.
And Tavares, shut the fear up and give us your perspective, too. There's room at the table for all of it, right?
Finding Your Voice is out. So you can go grab that. That's my voice. That's my perspective.
Okay,
Finding Your Voice.
Okay.
You'll have a little bit of this in there, but not to that degree.
All right, so.
Yo, listen here. If you guys enjoyed this first episode, do us a favor and hit that follow button. Give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review. We would love to go back to this episode and see all the comments that help the growth. We would help the podcast grow by other people seeing the positive words for it. And we would appreciate it, okay? But lastly,
shut the fear up.